These following broadcasts concern the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. Firstly, we hear an edited recording from the floor of the Security Council in New York. It was broadcast on January 7th, 1980, on 15,410 kilohertz, and was due to begin at 20 hours GMT.
Remind you that we're standing by to bring you the proceedings of the United Nations Security Council, which is due at this hour to resume its debate on the situation in Afghanistan.
What has happened to the Helsinki Act of 1975 and the Declaration of Principles guiding international relations among participating states?
We are being asked to believe that Afghanistan was threatened by outside aggression and that the military might of a great power, the Soviet Union, was necessary to rescue Afghanistan from its plight.
Consequence of this warlike action has been a sudden intensification of the arms race with consequent frustration for all countries which cherish peace. Soviet action has not only dealt a mortal blow to detente, it has unnecessarily created a warlike mood in the world. May I conclude with a friendly appeal to the Soviet Union to give back to the world a climate of peace that we all yearn for. But for that to happen, there must be, without delay, agreement on the immediate withdrawal of Soviet troops who are now in Afghanistan. It is a story of lives lost, families separated, and hardship and want. We can only ask, in whose interests?
Where are we headed, sir? That's the question I'd like to ask.
All evidence suggests that the Soviet Union is deeply implicated in the coup d'etat of December 1979.
Thank you.
whose interest?
Where are we headed, sir? That's the question I'd like to ask you.